magical beings, and welcome back to another enchanting episode of the Witchcrafty Wasp podcast. I'm your host, Robin, and today we're diving into the realms of anxiety, something that I have suffered with for many, many years, until I started viewing my anxiety as a protective guardian. My protective guardian's name is Mabel, and you are welcome to name your protective guardian, your anxiety, anything that you wish. But for the purpose of today's episode, when I refer to my anxiety or my protector as Mabel, you will know why. Let's begin. So first, I wanted to share about my anxiety journey. From the tender age of a little witchling, anxiety has been a constant companion on my journey. With generalized anxiety and panic attacks with very specific triggers, it had a hold on my life for a very long time. And there were moments when anxiety held the reins, completely taking over and seemingly running the show of my life. It felt like I was ensnared in a web of spells that I just couldn't break free from. And these spells had names, what if, and I can't handle this, whispered by shadowy figures of doubt and fear. It wasn't until a few short years ago that I stumbled upon a wisdom that could change the course of this journey. I discovered that attempting to banish anxiety completely just wasn't the answer. After all, as we've come to understand, anxiety is an essential guardian, a protector named Mabel. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Anxiety? A protector? Absolutely. Mabel, my dear listeners, is the vigilant guardian who once shielded us from potential danger. Picture Mabel as a wise ancient spirit that resides within each of us, ready to sound the alarm when our ancestors needed to flee from a lurking predator or a looming threat. This is still needed. If a tiger shows up in your room, you want this anxiety to jump in so that you have the energy and the know-it-all to get out of that room. But here's the twist. In our modern witchy lives, Mabel can get a bit overzealous. She tends to pop up in situations where danger is no longer a factor. Think crowded parties, first dates, or even stressful work meetings. Mabel means well, but she is a bit stuck in her ancient ways. So how do we gently guide Mabel back to her slumber, where her protective instincts are no longer needed? Simple. It's a simple yet powerful method, my magical friends. First, we express gratitude to Mabel. She's kept us safe. There's been times in our lives where Mabel has come in handy. Think childhood, think trauma, think anything that you needed to do in the past to protect yourself. She was there. And over time, she's grown and gotten bigger, and she stepped in when we don't necessarily need her anymore. This is where she, you know, maybe is no longer serving us in those moments. But we want to still thank her. Thank her for keeping us safe, for those moments when her watchful eye shielded us from harm. Next, we're going to take a deep and slow breath, letting the magical essence of the air calm and reset our nervous system. So inhale that soothing energy, and as you exhale, feel a wave of tranquility wash over you. This might take a few breaths, especially if your anxiety tends to come in the form of panic attacks. You're going to need to slow down your breathing and continue doing this until you're in a calm place once again. Now, if this anxiety and panic attack or both are coming at a time where it's not necessary, we want to kindly remind Mabel that her services are not required in this situation. A gentle, loving conversation with her can work wonders. Thank you, Mabel, but I've got it from here. You've done your job so well. I appreciate you, but I'm safe now. Everything's fine. Talk to your protector, your anxiety, as though they are a being outside of yourself, okay? When we can do this, we are essentially teaching our body not to attach to the anxiety. So we're not becoming one with it. We're not saying I'm a person, I have anxiety, or I'm an anxious person. We're not owning that anxiety. We're accepting that it's a protector, it's someone coming in that's keeping us safe, but we have full control. We can decide to quiet that protector down by letting them know, hey, I've got it from here. You don't need to worry about me right now. You can repeat this ritual as often as necessary. In the beginning, Mabel might be a bit stubborn, but remember, persistence is key here. So over time, you will find that her presence diminishes and her hold on your life loosens. Remember, you're in control here. It feels often during anxiety and panic attacks that you're not in control, but at the end of the day, you have the final say. You get to tell Mabel to quiet down when she's not needed. Okay, so maybe it's a really anxious time for you right now. Maybe Mabel is coming up in an anxious situation like 5 or 6 times in a row, and you keep having to have this conversation. Just continue being persistent. The more persistent that you are, the more likely Mabel's gonna get the hint. You're gonna actually rewire your brain to know when anxiety needs to come on. For example, a tiger in your room. You're going to teach your body, this is an important time for anxiety to come on, right? But you're also going to be teaching your body that, hey, when a work meeting comes up, maybe I don't need this anxiety. It's crucial to recognize that the first 30 seconds of anxiety are a completely natural reaction. Ancient survival instinct that has transcended into our modern world. But after that, my dear witches, it becomes a choice. You have the power to decide how you respond and how you interact with Mabel. Again, this is going to take some practice because a lot of us have gotten into these habits of letting the anxiety take over. Okay, so it will take time to break down Mabel's walls and get her to understand that everything's okay, but you get to decide. Remember, she is separate from you, she is not you. So to recap, the next time anxiety comes knocking, embrace it with gratitude. Take a deep breath and kindly let Mabel know that you've got things under control. Remember, my magical friends, you are the master of your mind. And together with Mabel, you can create a harmonious dance between protection and empowerment. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the magical realms of anxiety. And until next time, stay enchanted and embrace the wisdom within. Blessed be.